You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry, prayerfully and financially, are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, call, or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO. That's WCNO.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated staff, pride themselves on fast and friendly service, providing you a pharmacy experience with the personal touch that you deserve. Fifth Street Pharmacy is located on the corner of Northwest 5th Street and 2nd Avenue, behind Napa Auto Parts. Most insurance plans are accepted, and they provide a drive-up window for your convenience.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to Next Gen Ministries with Travis and Patrice Morgan. We will also like to thank our sponsor, Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., located in Boca Raton, Florida, for supporting this ministry. If you would like to write into us, request prayer, or financially support this ministry, we can be reached at P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Again, that's P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429, or at phone number 561-705-7830. Now, stay tuned for today's broadcast.
Good morning, South Florida. It reads, "Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures." And now for the reading of the word, Psalm 103.
Psalm 103 of David.
Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise.
Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for mortals, their days are like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts. You, His servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul.
And now for today's program. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, he who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. And they did not love their life even when faced with death. Because of the need of the people and because of the phone calls that we have received, we believe that now is the appropriate time to hear the testimony of Gloria Shirley.
I was about 28 years of age when I realized something was missing in my life. I've prayed and I've searched and I've asked. One day my husband had a dream that he got saved and he asked me to follow him. But before the dream, I met this lady who invited me to a Pentecostal church.
Amen.
And for 1 year she asked me and I would tell her no, or it's too far, or I'm not ready.
Right.
When I realized that my problems multiplied, and one day when I had a vision of the rapture, which I didn't know about,
right.
I didn't know about the rapture, but wow. I had a vision of it, it caught my attention. And God allowed her to call me, and I was telling her about the experience I had.
Right.
She said, "God is dealing with you. If you just submit to God, mm-hmm. he will work it out for you."
Amen.
She came and picked me up to take me to her church one Sunday evening, and I heard the word of God preached.
Right.
And the topic was, don't look back.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like Lot's wife who looked back, don't look back. And I ran to the altar because I realized I was carrying a load that I couldn't bear anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Having 3 children, the joy of having them disappeared. Now I needed peace in my life. I needed joy, which I never had. Once I heard the word preached, I went home in my own closet. I began to worship God, began to lift my hands like they did. And something supernatural happened, but she came and picked me up also. Wednesday we went to a prayer meeting, and I was praying fervently. And someone touched me, my eyes were closed, someone touched me and said, "Get up and praise God the way you feel." And I began to call on the name of Jesus, and about the 5th time, I felt like the Spirit of God came within me and picked me off the floor. That's when I realized God was real.
Amen.
That's when I realized it was real. And I've been a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ since.
Yes.
I obeyed the word, got baptized in his name,
yes.
in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of my
yes.
sins. And then God filled me with his Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
With the evidence of speaking in other tongues.
Amen.
As the Spirit of God gave the utterance.
Yes.
Amen.
Here I am today, witnessing to others as she witnessed to me.
Right.
And we've seen tremendous growth. Different people from different congregations.
Right.
We witnessed to them, and they too got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Right.
And been baptized. So I thank God for revealing to me the truth.
Right.
Right.
Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." I've been free since. I'm free to praise God.
Amen.
I think Psalms 150 said, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness."
Yes.
"Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs."
Jesus.
"Praise him yes. upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord." I've been praising God for 34 years, and my desire is to see others get the freedom to worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Let me ask you a question. So you said you've been serving the Lord for 34 years. Yeah. That is a testament on its own. You know, I want to ask you, has it always been easy walking this new life that God present you with?
It's not always been easy, but I've grown to know that my trials come to make me strong. I've gone through much trials, and the Word of God said, if you suffer with Him, you'll reign with Him.
Right.
We go through suffering to purify us, to purge us from the filth of the world, if I may say.
Right.
Praise the Lord. And but every time I go through a trial, I come out stronger.
Amen.
Come back real strong.
Amen.
So the Bible said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy.
Right.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities,
yes,
against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world.
Right.
So we have to put on God's word in our lives, study the word, read the word, know the word, that when these trials come, we'll be strong.
Yes.
Just like Jesus used the word when Satan came to him and showed him the kingdoms of this world.
Right.
And he used the word, get thee hence, Satan, it is written.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Right.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Right. Right. And I have a question. While going through the trials, what did you tap into to give you the strength? You know, some people, you know, they get in the word more. What did you find help you go through the trials to overcome those stages, those hard stages in your life?
Submission is the main key for me, because the scripture says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee.
Right.
Many of the trials came from Satan himself, but if we submit, the more we submit to God,
right,
then we can resist him,
right,
and he will flee. But some of the other trials that I've been through, I've tried to run from some of them.
Right.
But I realized I came straight back to God.
Right.
Jesus.
And when I looked to the Word, He was purging me so I could be stronger to help. Just like He told, I think He told Apostle Peter, when you're converted, strengthen the brethren.
Yes. Yes.
And we are here to strengthen one another.
Yes.
So we have to grow in Christ. Like the Bible teaches, we must grow in Christ and in the knowledge of His word so we can strengthen someone else.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
You know, the good thing about this interview, why I'm so excited about it, is that I know you.
Right.
So I know what you're saying, you live it.
Right.
You know, the Bible says to mark them that live this way, a good way.
Right.
You know, and you're marked. You and your husband are marked. You're our spiritual leaders.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate, you know, the blessing of you. Right. And your husband, just for you, you know, because sometimes, you know, in this world, you look around and you hear people professing Christ, but then their actions are different.
Right.
You know, and I know, like, the listeners could, you know,
attest for that.
Yeah. You know, it's true. And you wonder, well, is God real? Are there people like this now that's in the Bible that really live a holy life and that really love God? And we today could say yes.
Yes.
Yes. So what makes you so diligent in your walk? What gives you the passion to serve Jesus Christ?
The fear of God is the main thing in my life.
Amen.
Because God said, if I'm God, where is my fear?
Right.
I honor Him also. I honor His word, because when I was down and out and didn't know what to do, He came to my rescue.
Right.
I could have died many times. I could have died and gone out into eternity without knowing God.
Right.
But His hand was upon me. And I thank Him for bringing me thus far, where I can help somebody else. That has always been my prayer. I ask God, help me to help somebody. And
Amen.
That door has never been closed.
Amen.
Never been closed. Still open.
Amen. Right. Is it true that helping people is a gift? A gift of operation through the Holy Spirit? Like, for instance, we hear about the Helps Ministry.
Yes.
Do you believe in the Helps Ministry?
Yes. There's one of the gifts in the Bible, and I believe in 1 Corinthians, is the gifts of helps.
Yes.
And like I said before, I've always asked God to help me to help someone else. And he has led me many times to different ones. One lady in particular, when I lived in New York City, her name was Miss Johns. Someone told me about her and asked us to pray for her. But we went above and beyond. We called her and went to the hospital to see her. She had cancer, I believe, of the colon, cancer of the colon. And we invited her to the house of God, prayed her through to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
She got baptized in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And God took her home. But at least she made, you know, the requirement.
Right.
To, that the Word of God talks about.
Right.
If, you know, to live again.
Yes.
The Bible, Revelation tells you that life does not end at the grave.
Right.
It just begins. There's life after, eternal life.
Yes.
And many others that I've witnessed to and seen God brought them through to an altar of repentance. That includes my own mother. At the age of 80, I prayed. I said, God, she's the one that brought me into this world. I'd like her to know you in your fullness.
Yes.
She, God arranged a way or open a door that she would come here to Queens, New York. And she went to the church where I got the Holy Ghost. And at the age of 80, God filled her. She spoke in tongues and they baptized her in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And God added 9 years to her life.
Amen.
She went home to be with the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God is good.
So, as you all know, listeners, my beautiful wife Patrice, you know, she's one of my my only actually great partner in life. And the good thing is that Gloria Shirley is actually the one who won her over to Christ.
Yeah.
She was the witness in her life to bring her to Christ.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said again, we're living what she says, she's living it.
Amen.
She's living it. And the fruit shows, the results show. My wife is a fruit of a testimony of her work in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So it's a good thing, you know, it's a good thing.
I can truly say, I was sharing with my husband the other day, when I met Miss Shirley, I was really deep in sin. And I remember when I first walked in the room where she was, it's like I heard a voice saying, "This lady, you respect." And I'm like, whoa. You know, and I didn't know at the time that was the voice of God. And I was like, you know, I was like, oh. And I got so nervous around her. But it's like the voice of God was speaking to me right where I was at. And, you know, and she just knew, you know, it was us and, you know, me and some friends. She just knew when to call us and give us an encouraging word when we weren't doing, you know, very well. She would just call and reach out to us. So it's a blessing, like Travis says, to talk to someone that you've known for 16, 17 years and they are constant in their walk with Christ.
Yes.
It's a blessing.
Yes, it is a blessing. I have an important question to ask you, especially in the Palm Beach area. Something that's really prevalent in that area is divorce. You know, people are getting divorced left and right. Married for a day, the next day they wake up, they're divorced.
Yeah.
You know, married for 20 years, and then something happens and they fall out. As a woman of God, how long have you been married? That's the first question, actually, so people will know.
42 years.
Yeah.
Successfully married. Yeah. You hear that, people? So 42 years. What is the secret of keeping that covenant in Christ? What is the secret? What kept you guys together from a woman's standpoint, so the woman could know that, you know, what to do when they don't know what to do?
Amen.
My advice is to draw near to God and God will draw near to you. And in His Word, I've learned to pray about situations. I've learned to keep my mouth shut about a lot of times and submit.
Yes.
And pray about it. And then God gives me His peace.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
But most people don't, they want to argue
their
way out of a situation. Even when you're right, submit to God. He will work it out.
Yes.
Submit to the Word. Begin to study the Word to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So submission in any relationship, friendship, marriage, or any relationship, there must be submission.
Yes.
Amen.
It will not work without submission.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And does that go for, see, you have a God-fearing husband in your life.
Yes.
Does that still apply for the woman who was just converted, right, to Christ, but her husband is not really following her in that way? What would you say to her? Is it the same principles apply to her also?
Submission.
Submission.
There's an instant in the Bible where Hagar was thrown out from Sarah's house because it wasn't working.
Right.
And the angel of the Lord met Hagar in the desert and asked her, "What haileth thee, Hagar?" The first thing Hagar said was, "My mistress Sarah." And the angel of the Lord said, "Go back home and submit to Sarah."
Mm. Wow.
So submission, many times we point the finger at the next person, but we cannot see the things wrong in our lives.
Right.
So God uses that, the friction, to let us each see what's wrong in each of our lives.
Right.
That's good.
That's why we have friction.
Jesus.
If we're not at that place where we ought to be, it's revealed through the testings and the trials that we go through.
Amen.
Right. Right.
Amen.
And it's so sad in this world today that when you say submit, everybody thinks it's a curse word. It's not.
No.
It's not. It's you know what? It takes a humble person to say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna submit. You know. And it's not a curse word. It's not a bad word. It's the way of the Word of God. It's the way of the Word of God.
So. It is. It becomes a way of life.
Yeah.
Submission is a way of life. Just like Joseph could run from the woman and said, "How can I do this wicked thing and sin against God?" Because he knew the Word of God. He knew he had faith in God.
Right.
So when we know the Word, we know how to submit because we fear God.
Amen.
We don't want to do anything to sin against the Spirit of God. So we humble ourselves and die to our flesh.
Yes.
Right, right. And it goes right back to the scripture that you started with. You said submit to God.
Yes.
Then resist the devil. Exactly. Submission.
People, do you hear this? Don't waste your money on counselors that can't do anything for you. Tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m., 89.9 FM, and hear the word of the Lord. This you can't buy this,
right?
And we will never sell it. This is free to those that want it. This is true counsel through the Holy Spirit, you know, and we really appreciate you, you know, being here today with us, you know, and doing this interview, because we know you're a busy woman. You just won a prize for your garden, correct?
Yes.
What was that about? Can you explain that to us?
Well, many years, we're living at this house for about 20 years, and neighbors and friends always say that, why don't you enter your garden into some program, because it's such a nice garden.
It is.
Different fruits, vegetables, plants. I didn't know how to go about it, but one day in December, I saw in the paper where I could enter the garden, which I did.
Yes.
And we had 5 judges that came. I was informed that 1 week would have a set of judges, and the second week, another set of judges. The first week, the 5 judges came, and they judged the garden, and they omit the second week because they said, we have created something on our lawn that they've never seen before. And they gave us first prize.
Yes.
And March 8th was their awards program at the Treetops Park in Davie. March 19th will be a luncheon, which they'll show all the pictures of all the gardens that won, about 7 gardens.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
Do you believe that all that comes from God, or was it a coincidence?
No coincidence.
No coincidence.
God orchestrated that.
Yes.
All of it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He goes before us, and whatever needs we have, he supplies.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything as of now in this season of your life that you have learned that you would like to share with the people listening today?
I would like to share with the people that make hay while there's time to seek the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean onto your own understanding.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But in all your ways, acknowledge God and He'll direct your path. That's what God has done for me for these 34 years. I was held up in the elevator at gunpoint in New York City.
Mm.
I went to pick up a carload of people to take to the house of God.
Right.
And the enemy, who is Satan, was angry of the fact that I would take people from his kingdom.
Mm.
And he sent someone to attack me, but the Spirit of the Lord was there in the elevator with me. His presence came over me, and I began to speak in other tongues.
Amen.
He held the gun at my ears and said, if you make any noise, I'll blow your brains. But the Spirit of the Lord met me there.
Amen.
And gave me the victory. And I took the five people to the house of God. Three got the Holy Ghost. Three were baptized in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And they were singing this song when we went to church. He's able. They didn't even know anything that happened. They were singing this song, He's able to deliver you.
Amen.
Though by sin oppressed, go to Him for rest. He's able to deliver you.
Amen.
So I know God is able. He's able to supply every need that you have, spiritual, natural, financial.
Yes.
Amen.
If you look to Him.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. So people of God, you have heard it.
Amen.
You have heard. I call you people of God because you're coming in. If you haven't come in already, you will be coming in. And if you're in, praise the Lord. But you have heard the testimony of Gloria Shirley. And is there anything else that you want to say? Anybody has anything else to say?
God is good.
God is good.
He's good all the time.
Yes.
And he won't fail. God is able. God is able, God is able, and He won't fail. Tell me who can make a mountain move out of my way, who can make a miracle because of my faith. And when the doctor says no, who can still say yes? And when I'm in trouble, who's right there to help me pass every test? God is able. God is able. God is able, and He won't fail.
Jesus Christ is so good. If you have a prayer request, please call in 561-705-7830. If you want to pray for yourself, for your family, for your situation, and you want someone to touch and agree with you, call 561-705-7830. 7830. Prayer works. If you want somewhere to worship on Sundays or during the week, give us a call and we'll direct you to a church, either our church or a church in your area, where you can worship the Lord with people of this of faith in the name of Jesus. Also, write into us, P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida 33429. Write into us. Address it to Morgan's. Amen. Be blessed, people of God. Be blessed and encouraged in the name of Jesus.